the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Yeah, welcome to it. Thank you for downloading. It helps us greatly when you do.
Yeah, thanks for listening to the potty. If you missed anything awesome while, we'll put it on the podcast for you. I was trying to explain the podcast.
You're a bit wheels down, Tazzy, because you're going on holidays in a couple of days. So,
I know.
I mean, if I were you, I would have been wheels down like 3 weeks ago. So you're doing well.
I can leave now if you'd like.
Nah.
You want one more show out of me?
One more show.
Okay. I am getting paid for it, so I may as well.
Yeah, exactly. And I got to do 10 without you, so.
Great show, though, that we had today. What was your accidental win? That's a highlight. What did you buy? And then something else came in the mail. Some of the stories are going to blow you away.
Yeah. Also, we try our luck at being the mayor of the Sunshine Coast, see what our campaigns would be.
The signs, they're everywhere.
Oh, they really are.
Signs are on streets that aren't even busy.
Yeah.
And I go, why have you wasted a sign here?
I know.
There's six houses here.
Well, they're just trying to, capitalise on the maybe no other candidates going there.
Where would you put your signs if you were to make?
Nicklin Way,
yep.
Aerodrome Road,
yep.
Motorway. They don't think you're allowed to put them on the motorway.
I don't think so. No, none are on the motorway.
Mm. There's a billboard on the motorway. Min Swan's got a billboard on the motorway.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We should get a billboard on the motorway.
We should. True. All right. Well, enjoy the podcast. We're a bit loose in it, so hopefully you'll have fun.
We sing along to a lot of songs.
Yeah, bye.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Now, if you've driven around the sunny coast at the moment,
yeah. You
will have noticed there's a couple of signs around the place.
They're like billboards for ants everywhere, a couple of hundred metres or so between them, and they're all over the sunny coast. I find them down dead-end streets, not just main roads. Every road of the sunny coast have these political signs on because, of course, we're going to get a mayor. We're going to be voting for the mayors in future. So.
Yeah, March 16th. So just over a month away, the local election's going to be happening. So we've noticed these signs, Tazzy.
Yeah.
And we've just started spitballing. Imagine if you and I were to one day run for mayor of this great place that we live in. How would we go about it?
I kind of thinking we're going to write them for each other. So I'm writing a slogan for you. I've got a couple which are going to make fun of you.
Oh.
But I've got a couple that I feel like you would actually use.
Really?
If you were actually going for mayor.
Well, if I were to choose you as my campaign manager, I feel like you'd be quite strategic in your marketing of me.
Yeah. Super basic,
yeah.
Right? You need your name, Ellie Chaney,
yep.
To fit because your last names are often really important as well. So first name's less important than your last name, right?
God. Okay, yeah.
You want a slogan, you want a rhyme.
Yep.
I'm thinking you keep it super basic.
Yep.
It's just a picture of you.
Yep.
Holding up your dog, Simba,
I think,
for that little point of difference.
True.
Okay. And it's just, don't be silly, crazy, or zany. Vote for the Ellie Chaney.
Zany.
Zany.
I wouldn't want any member of the Sunny Coast to be zany.
Had to Google things that rhyme with Chaney for that. I think that'd be catchy.
Okay. All right. Well, mine, very similar.
Yep.
A picture of you.
Yes.
Just looking suave, as you always do. I've got a few to choose from.
Yep.
I've got Taz, the candidate you'd want a day. No?
Lame.
What about
Lame.
Taz? The dream mayor, not the nightmare.
What about don't vote for the smartest, don't vote for the most popular, don't vote for the most good looking, vote for Ellie Chaney.
All right, what about this one? It's just simple, it sums up you.
Yes.
Just the radio host for the Sunshine Coast, Taz Erickson.
No, I don't look actually, that would win. Actually, I like that one.
Okay.
What about this? Life is short, Ellie is short. Therefore, Ellie is life.
I kind of like that. Was that one of the jokey ones or was that one of the serious ones?
No, that was a jokey one. Do you like life is short, Ellie is short, therefore Ellie is life?
I mean, speaking of things being short, this is a very short slogan.
Great.
It sums you up. Taz has pizzazz.
Love it.
Boom.
Putting your vote in the box for Tazzy.
I do have one more.
Oh, you've got
for
one
you.
More. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which was my favourite. You know, you heard me giggling to myself.
Yeah, you were laughing over the song.
It's simple yet effective, Taz.
Yeah. Yep.
Taz, he's political.
Oh, God.
Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
Oh, if your head's not banging after that one, you're not doing it right, Sunny Coast.
Drive responsibly.
Yeah, I mean, don't bang your head too hard. We're Ellie and Taz. This is 91.9 CFM, live across the sunny coast. And we'd like to introduce Lachlan to the show, also known as Lachie.
You've never called me Lachlan in my life.
I know, I really haven't.
You've got the sillies. You're giggling like a little kid. Plot.
Okay, hang on. Let me bring the Sunny Coast back in right now. G'day, Sunny Coast. You could win $100 to spend at the brand new Zaraffa's Coffee Nambour, open now 7 days a week. We want to hear about your accidental wins. Lachie, you've got a story from us from this afternoon.
Well, I don't have an accidental win, but someone who bought something from me would have had an accidental win because it came with something that is worth $400. So I recently sold my car on Marketplace.
Yep.
And I'm a person, I lose everything. I lose my wallet, I lose my phone, I lose everything, but I always just accept that it's going to come back to me.
Right.
And like, I lost my wallet for 2 months straight and I was like, it'll come back. And what did it do? It came back just like my Apple Watch. So I sold my car to this guy here on the sunny coast, and 1 minute after he left, he called me and said, hey, do you need this garage door buzzer to open your garage door? And I was like, yeah, that'd be good, thank you. And then probably 2 hours later, he called again. Hey, mate, do you need this Apple Watch that was left in the back seat of your car with your sunnies?
Back seat? Like, surely you do a quick little spritz of the car to make sure that you
I came from work. I do a lot of work here and I was just coming home.
What's in the boot?
Don't go...
What have you left in the boot for him? You know, checked the glove box?
I don't know. I have no idea. But all I know is that there was a watch left in there, but he was so nice to give me a call and say, hey, your Apple Watch is here. I don't know what I'd do in that situation. Would I call someone and say, your Apple Watch is here?
You couldn't. You're not very honest, to be honest.
Who is this Ellie Chaney?
I don't know. Can I ask, why was your Apple Watch on the back seat? That seems an odd place to leave. Like, why do you ever take off your watch? And then why would you
put it? I think when I leave gym, because it's so sweaty, I take it off and I just fling everything on the back seat. So it's like a whoosh.
Air it out.
And it just goes straight to the back seat. Like my towel, poof, straight out.
What's that stain on the back seat? That's just the sweat from my Apple Watch. Hey, we're talking.
He calls again. Hey, mate, do you want this sweat you left behind?
It's $400 worth of sweat. 545-11919. What have you bought that then came with a little bonus? That's what we want to know this afternoon. I've got a story. Mm-hmm. My parents bought a house probably 10, 15 years ago now. Mm-hmm. We bought it, moved in. A couple of weeks later, we were like, hang on, we haven't been in the attic.
Ooh.
Let's go into the attic. 15 to 20 squash rackets up there.
Oh, well, that's a win.
None of us played that them. A win.
What'd you do with the 15?
There was an accident at least.
What'd you do with the 15 to 20 squash rackets?
I don't know. I don't think we've got them anymore. Straight in the bin, perhaps.
I need a new squash racket, actually. That'd be great. I'll ask
if Mum and Dad still have it. Justin from Budrum, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot. Welcome.
Hey, Justin. Tell us, have you had an accidental win?
I have, and it's for me, it's a big win, but probably not for other people.
Yeah.
I ordered a rice hat online many years ago, and when it was delivered, it was actually a premium Red Ranger Power Ranger costume.
What? Hang on, ordered a rice hat.
Yeah, so one of those. I don't really know how to explain it other than like, call it a rice hat.
The straw hats that are like triangular and really
big.
Yeah,
those ones.
Right, yep. And you, what you got was completely different.
Yep, 100%. And it was like one of their best costumes too, like the really expensive one.
Justin, how did that happen?
No idea.
So Ellie
but
told me about
the rice hat, though.
Yeah, true. Did you end up getting your rice hat?
I told them what they delivered, and it was too much for them to end up paying it, so they just sent me the rice hat as well.
Did you wear it with the Power Ranger costume?
No, come on, that's a bit weird.
Oh, God, sorry.
Have you got a partner, Justin?
Silly me.
I do, yeah.
What do they think of the Power Ranger outfit?
Oh, she wasn't around when that happened.
Okay.
So, yeah. Oh, shame.
I'm sure she would have loved it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
What's not to love?
Right. Okay. Wow. Justin, that is not a call I expected to receive today.
So good, though. Oh, thank you, Justin.
It's the most random story I've ever heard, but I love it. Keep them coming, Sunny Coast. We want to hear about your accidental wins. Hold on, Justin. Why did you need the rice hat very quickly?
Oh, look, it was probably when inappropriate Asian costumes are accepted.
Oh, okay, all right, cool. Should have asked that. All right, see them. Let's go to Chelsea in Budrum. Tell us, Chelsea, have you had an accidental win?
I was going to hang up because mine is so not as exciting as that.
That look, I mean, look, we couldn't have predicted that we'd get that call.
No, you don't have to worry about mine. Mine was literally just a $100 voucher in a library book.
Oh, this is a great story, Chelsea. Firstly, what was the book?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
You didn't care about... The book went straight in the bin. The $100, thank you very much.
So what was the voucher to?
Yeah. Just a Coles Myer, just a random, yep, in a random page, accidentally just went, oh, wow, cool. I think it was obviously planted there by a kind, random stranger.
Yeah, a little well-wisher. Oh, that's beautiful.
Did you pass it on, Chelsea, or did you spend it?
I might have spent it.
Yeah, that's good fair. On you, Chelsea.
I would have done that.
We're too. The show for you. Don't worry. Don't go anywhere else.
Singing, repeat after me. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Right now, though, I just want to touch on a story that's been doing the rounds a lot in the news this week.
Yeah.
The five people, or six people, I think in total it was, who were driving up at Rainbow Beach and footage was captured of them. Five of them were not inside the vehicle.
Yeah, ridiculous. Ridiculous that it was done in the first place, then filmed and distributed. It's crazy.
It is. It's just stupid behaviour.
I said when we first talked about it, I think Monday, Tuesday, I said that it's literally the videos that they show you in school of what can go wrong.
Yeah.
And luckily none of these kids died or anything. But yeah.
It's scary stuff. So an update's come out today. A 24-year-old Brisbane woman has been issued with the fine for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Five traffic infringements, totaling $5,800. So the charges were driving with an unrestrained passenger 16 years or older.
Mm-hmm.
So that's $1,161. She's been charged times five because there's five people who, you know, weren't wearing seatbelts.
Yep.
The thing is, she wasn't driving at the time. She's the owner of the vehicle. So she was there, but she's the one who's copped the charges, not the driver. What do you think about that?
I'm just trying to think. When I was growing up, it was always the driver of the car was responsible if you weren't wearing a seatbelt, if you were in the back seat, for example.
I'm wondering if it's maybe because it was just captured on camera and there weren't police there on the day, whether it would have been different if they'd pulled him over and been like, hey, you're getting this fine?
I'm not going to question the law. I'm sure they've passed on the fines needed, but it doesn't sound like enough for the crime.
For something that stupid.
I'm going to say, regardless of who gets fined what, it just that $5,000 doesn't sound like enough.
If you were her...
You need to make an example because this is... You know, I'm sure it's not filmed 9 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I mean, $6,000 is a fair bit of money. But if you were her, so she can contest them in court and get the charges passed on to the driver if she wants or attempt to.
Yeah.
Would you do that if you're the woman or would you cop it?
I'd be slapping the $6,000 on all of them.
Oh, Tazzy.
But I have zero legal training, so maybe we shouldn't be listening to me.
Absolutely. Well, it is food for thought. Regardless, our stance is united on this one. Don't do stupid stuff 100%. On the beach when you're driving.
We're so lucky to live in such a gorgeous place and we get to drive on the beaches. Mm. Let's keep it that way.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself, Tazzy.
Ellie and Taz. Get ready now. On 91.9 CFM.
Afternoon, sunny coast. It's 18 minutes past four.
What's going on?
I just got an email.
Oh, no. Another one. Yep. It's two for today. How will you ever catch up on all this backlog?
Don't make light of the situation, Taz. I just found out that I did not win the home lottery in Pelican Waters.
So we delivered five bunches of flowers yesterday for Campbell and Bradley Flowers for Valentine's Day. You can see the video on our socials. But two of those five were like, oh, Ellie, you're still working here. You haven't won a prize home yet. You're of the opinion that if you spend enough in the prize homes, it's cheaper.
Than buying a house.
Eventually win a home, it will be cheaper than actually buying a house.
Yes, I am of that opinion, Taz, and I've only entered two.
Yes.
And the one in Pelican Waters has been given to some mug from New South Wales.
Not even a local. Listen to you.
What are they going to do? Use it as their holiday house? I would have used that house every single day and night. Unless I'm on holidays, then I would have Airbnb'd it out.
You would have sold it.
Oh, all right. I've got my eyes on the Minyama one now.
Oh, the energy's back in the show?
Yeah, I'm going to win that
one next week. Yeah, cool.
CFM.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM. It's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
Hey, I am a bit down in the dumps today, Taz, because I've missed not one but two opportunities to become rich today.
Okay.
Firstly, I mentioned it before, just found out that I did not win the Pelican Waters prize home.
We drove past it yesterday. We were delivering flowers and you went, turn left here, I want to see the house.
I want to see my house, my future house. Apparently my $10 that I spent on tickets didn't quite win it for me.
Yeah, right. The get-rich-quick scheme doesn't pay off this time around.
Yeah, I know. So mad about that. And then mad when I read an article in the news. Now, you might remember last week on the show we had our brand-new Big Breakfast show with Foz and Brooke on, and we're giving them challenges each day.
That's right. Challenge day one was to go out and see if they can find this sold-out Bluey gnome. Bunnings was selling it. We knew that it was sold out. Mm-hmm. We knew that Foz and Brooke had no idea. So they managed to scramble and put something together.
Yeah, have a listen to the results.
Oh, my gosh, they got something Bluey-related.
Stop it.
No. So it's a jewel thing.
Yeah.
We have a Bluey box that we had to paint.
but
for afternoons with Foz and Brooke, we've got a few little items to go with
some
it.
Some stickers.
But drum roll, please. Oh, yeah, you've got one, but it's okay. I'll do it.
Yeah, okay. No, here
get
we go.
Get it out. Oh, Bluey dog!
It is a Bluey
dog!
So,
some crazy people in that studio.
It was a loud day, wasn't it?
Yeah. There was Skrillex playing in the background. That's how excited we were last week.
So they pulled out what we thought was a Bluey gnome.
Yes.
Because they'd done it up. Like, they'd found this Bluey statue, chucked a little hat on it and painted it and did it up to look like the real thing.
Now, the original Bluey gnomes were $19 each, if I remember correctly, from Bunnings.
Yep.
Are they now selling for a fortune?
Correct. If you go on eBay and search for a Bluey gnome, they are now going for $899.
No, they're not. They're tiny.
Right. Who's got $900 to spend on a stupid little Bluey gnome? But also, why didn't we? We gave ours away. Little Zalia won it for her brother's birthday, who's a big Bluey fan.
Yeah.
We just gave it away. We could have charged little Zalia $900.
Hey, Zalia, thanks for coming in. Well done. Just going to need another couple of $100 from
I know. How's your lemonade stand going on the weekend, Zalia? Because we need some of the profits.
Bunnings has said that they're going to get more in.
Yeah.
I read that last week.
How
do
we
keep our ear to the ground? Let's see if we can make a bit, like a few bucks.
We scalp them off.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Taylor Swift tickets. We're Bluey Gnome scalpers, Tassie. Look, well, I mean, I haven't won the prize home, so I'm up for any side hustle ideas you've got. So I'll do that.
Yeah, done. I'll keep my ear to the ground. We'll be wheeling and dealing in Bluey gnomes very soon.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz, 91.9 CFM.
We are going to talk Taylor Swift, but don't change because of that. This is slightly different than the regular Taylor Swift chat that you would normally hear. Mm-hmm. It's all about Travis Kelce and yada yada and the Chiefs and blah, blah, blah. It's not. It is to do with the Super Bowl, but I kind of want to talk about this story because it actually tells you and shows you the power that Taylor Swift has. Mm. So she was at the Super Bowl.
I didn't know she was powerful.
I know. She was at the Super Bowl in the corporate box thing, right? Mm-hmm. Cost like $1 million to book all of that corporate box. Apparently, somebody very famous wanted to buy a ticket in front of the booth. Now, this news came out from a podcast overnight or night before from an ex-NFL star, Brandon Marshall. Have a listen.
Kanye West pulls up to Vegas. Kanye West buys a ticket right in front of Taylor Swift's booth.
Oh.
Either he had a mask on with his logo on a mask, right? Typical Kanye. Taylor Swift gets pissed off. Cheek Boom Boom makes a call or two. Everybody's involved. He gets kicked out the stadium.
Oh. This is hot.
But Kanye, hot tea.
Boom, boom.
How hot was the tea?
Taylor makes it very hot.
Hot tea.
A couple of calls, gets Kanye kicked out of the stadium. So, Kanye West wanted to buy a seat right in front of that corporate box so that anytime they showed Taylor Swift on the big screen and worldwide, he was going to be able to get a little billboard, his little mask that he was going to wear on TV.
See,
what an idea.
I mean, it's a classic Kanye move. I don't know if I buy it, though. I don't know if I buy this story because if Kanye's paid for a ticket and he's Kanye West, I know, but like, this, where's the stadium's rights to be like, no, you can't sit there. I don't care that you've paid for a ticket. This chick doesn't want you sitting there, you know? Like, yes, it's Taylor Swift, but I don't know if they've got a leg to stand on.
I think the stadium and the NFL knew that they were going to have a shot of Taylor.
Mm.
She didn't have to stand right at the rope of that corporate box. There were places where she could be and not be seen.
Mm-hmm.
She's there on purpose. It's all branding. We're still talking about it, right?
Yeah.
I think I don't know whether she will have made some calls, but maybe the stadium made some calls and went, well, we don't want this guy in front ruining a shot and creating drama around him. Go back to your seat. Maybe his seat wasn't right in front of the box and it was two or three rows away. And he wasn't allowed to stand in the shot. They know that this shot's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
There's no lunatics in it. You would think, you know, you would think that the crowd would all be trying to get to Taylor. Lana Del Rey was actually in the seats beneath the box. And a couple of minutes after a photo was taken of Lana and Taylor talking, Lana appears in the corporate box.
Yeah, right.
So Taylor was able to go, yeah, no worries. That's my friend down there. Get her up here. That definitely happened. There's photos of that. It's just whether Kanye ended up ever getting close to that corporate box or not. I don't think so. He and her don't get along.
No, well, this is the thing, right? Again, devil's advocate. If I'm the stadium, I'm 100% putting Kanye in the shot. You could have another MTV moment where he
I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you finish.
If he does that at the Super Bowl,
yeah.
Think how many people are going to be watching out for that. That would be the...
Hot tea.
If you ask me, don't you worry about that.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.